I'm Charles, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to use watches and the immediate window in the Visual Studio Debugger to get a better understanding of what your code is actually doing. With these tools, you'll be able to rapidly test or debug any feature without having to add countless log statements, create custom debug interfaces, or spend hours running your scene over and over again. Let's get started. Some of the best game mechanics are the ones that the player doesn't even notice. Those subtle features like real-time difficulty tuning or automatic steering that improve the player's experience and make a good game great. Take this spawner logic, for example. On the surface, it works like any other spawner, instantiating enemies in the scene on a predefined interval. Except, I've tried to improve it by using an animation curve to change the spawn rate over time. Assuming that the x-axis represents elapsed time and the y-axis represents spawn rate, both in seconds, the first enemy will spawn after 5 seconds. Then, the spawn rate will decrease linearly until it reaches 1 enemy per second after 5 minutes. It's pretty straightforward, but allows us to create some pretty interesting behavior. For instance, we can actually add some keyframes and adjust them to ramp up and ease off the spawn rate, while continuing to create more and more enemies over time. Now, I'm doing this by hand, but we could actually write some code that adds keyframes dynamically in response to the player's ability to handle the current spawn rate. And that's the type of feature I'm talking about, one that uses sophisticated logic to enhance gameplay without the player knowing. Which is great, until you have to tune or debug your code. I'd like to test out a couple of different curves to see which one gives me the best gameplay experience, but doing so is going to be a challenge. Here, let me show you what I mean. Right off the bat, we can see that the spawner is working, and if we wait long enough, we'll be able to experience the entire curve and determine how it feels. This is fine, but I'd like to take a more scientific approach. Realistically, we're gonna have to test multiple variations of this curve before we get it just right. And once we've done that, we're gonna need to use that information to write logic that updates the curve programmatically. To do that, we're gonna need better information to work with, some cold, hard numbers. But how do we gather that data? One approach would be to modify our spawner so it outputs log statements that we could then analyze after we run each test. But there may be other components outputting logs as well, and it's hard enough to decipher the console as it is. Alternatively, we could write some on-GUI logic to create a custom UI for our debug data, which would allow us to create some pretty useful visualizations. That'll produce better results for each test, but we'll still need to take the time to run the scene for each curve, and that could take hours. There's gotta be a better way to do this, right? This is the script that handles all of our spawner logic. This function here is responsible for evaluating the animation curve in order to determine how long to wait in between each spawn. The key variables here are elapsed time, current spawn rate, and spawn rate curve. The script tracks the elapsed time in its update method, which this function uses to determine the current spawn rate. It does so by passing elapsed time into the animation curve's evaluate function. Evaluate returns the value of the animation curve at a given point in time. In this case, that point in time is elapsed time. Let's take a quick look at the animation curve in Unity to get a better picture. When we call evaluate, elapsed time represents some point on the x-axis. And the value that evaluate returns represents some point on the y-axis that corresponds to elapsed time. It's easy to see here on the graph, but unfortunately, this view won't be available when we start generating the curve programmatically. So we'll need a better way to gather this information. That's where watches and the immediate window come in. These tools will allow us to call evaluate on our animation curve over and over again with any values we want to pass in, which will make testing and tuning much quicker and easier. To use them, we'll need to start the debugging process, which we can do by attaching Visual Studio to Unity. And then setting a breakpoint that'll pause the execution of our code so we can start debugging. Again, watches and the immediate window will allow us to execute code while our program is paused. It'll even allow us to call functions on scripts that are currently in scope, which is why it's important that we choose where we place our breakpoints wisely. I'll expand more on that later, but for now, let's place a breakpoint on the line that calls evaluate and run our scene until the debugger pauses execution at our breakpoint. All right, the Visual Studio debugger has paused the execution of our code at our breakpoint. Now we can get to work. Let's start with locals. In our video on inspecting variables, we showed how the debugger window lets us see the values of any variable that's currently in scope. We can already see here in the Locals tab all of the variables that are important to us: current spawn rate, elapsed time, and spawn rate curve. However, we'd like to see values that aren't currently available to us, namely the result of calling evaluate on the animation curve at different points in time. We can do this in the watch window. Right now, our watch window is empty. So let's add some code by clicking on add item to watch and adding a simple expression. Beautiful. We can see our expression, its value, and its type. But everyone knows that 1 + 1 = 2. So let's get to the real business at hand. I'd like to see how my animation curve evaluates at different points in time. So let's add some more watches. There. Now we can see exactly how our animation curve will affect spawn rate at key points in time, namely at 30 seconds, 1 minute, at the halfway mark, and at the end. And of course, we can add as many watches as we need. This is made possible because spawn rate curve is currently in scope. In other words, it can be accessed by the function in which we placed our breakpoint. However, if I had placed a breakpoint somewhere out of scope, say another script, we wouldn't have access to this variable. That's why it's so important that you place your breakpoint on a line that's relevant to the code you're trying to test. Now, what we've just done may seem simple, but we've actually accomplished a very important goal, and that is that we closed our feedback loop. Instead of having to run the scene and wait for these values to appear in the console or on some custom debug UI, we were able to evaluate them immediately. Our feedback loop went from hours to minutes, which means that we can test as many animation curves as we'd like. As a developer, you always want to be on the lookout for ways to make your feedback loop as short as possible so you can get on with your work and move forward. Having access to this data is invaluable and will help us write more intelligent code when the time comes. But nothing can replace the actual feeling of playing the game and experiencing these spawn rates firsthand. That's where the immediate window comes in. Where the watch window allows us to view the results of arbitrary expressions, the immediate window gives us the power to execute code that'll actually affect our running game. We can still output return values of expressions like evaluate, but with the immediate window, we can actually change the value of elapsed time and experience the result firsthand. Here, we've changed elapsed time to 150, effectively jumping forward in time by 2.5 minutes. Let's test this out in Unity. Not bad. I think this feels like a good spawn rate, but I'll definitely want to test this curve out at different points. Just like watches, the immediate window only has access to methods and variables that are currently in scope, so you'll want to take care when choosing where to place your breakpoints. But once you're set up, you'll have the ability to test, tune, and debug any code rapidly and with ease. On the surface, these tools are simple, but when used correctly, watches and the immediate window give you an incredible amount of power over your code and the ability to dramatically reduce the length of your iteration cycle. And the best thing is that they're both a part of the Visual Studio Debugger. So whether you're using Visual Studio, Visual Studio for Mac, or Visual Studio Code, be sure to take advantage of these powerful time-saving features.